I don't know how you guys eat dinner, but I know with our living situation right now, we don't really eat as a family. We used to. In my old place, we had a dining room table, and we would make dinner, and we'd sit down, and we'd eat as a family, and, you know, we'd have my daughter in her high chair, and we'd sit there, and we'd talk, and we'd have a good time. With the setup that we have right now, we no longer have the dining room table, and it's kind of a small living space, so we kind of just eat in front of the TV, which I think probably the majority of Americans do. But one of the things that I tend to do when I have the remote is I tend to want to watch cooking shows. I don't know why, but when I'm eating, I like to watch other people cook, whether it be something as funny as like Kitchen Nightmares, watching people get destroyed by Chef Ramsay, or it's cooking competitions. I'm not too big on the baking stuff. That's the wife's forte. She loves watching the baking contests. And then that just kind of reflects on the way our household is run. I do all the cooking and she does all the baking. I don't have the patience to bake. But with that being said, we just started watching a new show called The American Barbecue Showdown. I believe it's on Netflix. I think that's what we were watching it on. But yeah, it's basically your typical reality show. You know, you have your contestants and they get a challenge each episode and they have to do that challenge. And then of course, you know, like a wrench gets thrown in halfway through the challenge and they get like a speed round or an ingredient thrown in and what have you. And so when I was watching it, you know, I was kind of just watching it just to watch it. But we were on episode 3. We haven't finished it yet. We're on episode 4 now. And we just finished episode 3. And while I was watching it, I was explaining to the wife that, because there's one contestant on there, his name's Rashid. I really like this dude. He's a very confident individual, which is funny because he's not, he said himself that he's not, you know, he doesn't hold the title of a chef or a pit master. You know, in his interview, he's basically saying, you know, you have to earn those titles and I haven't earned those. So I'm just a guy who cooks. And I love that attitude. He's very humble about what he does. And so far, he's my favorite contestant. He kills it in every challenge. And like I said, right now, we've only seen 3 episodes all the way through. And each episode, like, he's killed it. He's a Jamaican influence. I think he grew up in Jamaica when he was little before he came to the States. But his parent, he comes from a family of cooks, basically. Like, they're just home cooks. So he's got a lot of knowledge from not only his parents, but then again, he reads a lot. Like, he talked about how he had Julia Child's book and, you know, he read that thing like an actual book or like a novel or autobiography, even though it was like, it's just a recipe book. He just read that thing religiously. So he's very knowledgeable, I guess his experience, level. But he's also very humble. He's not a cocky dude. And I love that about him. There's something about that. Like, he's not afraid he's not afraid of challenges. He's not running away from them. And that's what I really loved about him. But as we're watching the episode, there definitely was a confidence versus cocky that showed up in the episode that I was very aware of. And I said, you know what? I think I want to do an episode on that and kind of talk about how I noticed it within these barbecue guys. And how we can kind of implement that into our everyday lives. So like I said, he was the confident side of thing. He's been that way since, you know, day one. Every episode, he's very confident in what he does. And he doesn't complain. He doesn't bitch, moan, and groan when challenges are thrown his way. He takes the challenge and he runs with it. And that was one of the things that I really liked about him is that I was telling my wife, he exudes confidence. Like, there's not really a cockiness about him. It's confidence. And there's a difference because he doesn't talk shit. He doesn't talk down to the other contestants. He doesn't bitch, moan, and complain about a particular challenge. If there's something that's outside of his wheelhouse, he doesn't complain about it. He's just like, let's see how we can do it. And that's what I really loved about him. One of the other things that I noticed about him that I pointed out, which is funny because later in the show, the judges point this out with another contestant, but he was the only one that I noticed throughout the show, not just this episode, but throughout the other 2 episodes. He's the only one that tastes his food. Like, he takes the time to taste it, especially with something that he's not familiar with. In this particular episode, they were doing a ribs challenge. And so he knows how to cook ribs, but the twist was that there were four flavor profiles that they had to, that one, they were going to get one of them randomly. And they had to try to incorporate that into the dish, not so much the meats, but on their sides. So they had to do, the proteins. They had pork and beef rib. And then they, so they had to cook one of each. Now out of the pork and beef, they had to choose which one they were going to do, as they had to do one that was a wet and one that was a dry rub. So again, the ones that knew what they were doing, they, most of them went pork with the wet rub, and then the beef with the dry rub. Again, that was something I learned while I was watching it. But each contestant got randomly a one of those four that I talked: bitter, sweet, sour, or spicy. And then they had to incorporate that into their sides. Well, he got bitter. Wasn't one of the ones that he probably wanted. I don't think anybody really wanted to mess with bitter. When you're working with like barbecue, I'm guessing you'd probably want more of a sweet or a spicy. And then the sour and the bitter are kind of the ones that nobody really wants. He ended up getting bitter. And another contestant got bitter. And I'll talk about her in a second. But he got bitter. And he was the only one out of all the contestants, regardless of what they got, he was the only one that was trying this stuff. He was like, okay, well, let me see, you know, I've never tried this. I don't know what this is. I've never seen this before. Let me try it. And he tried one thing and it was super bitter. And he was like, oh, that's gross. And then he was just trying to think outside the box of how he could, you know, incorporate that and make it edible, make it tangible to his plate, like what he's doing. So he always overcomes adversity, and I really love that about him. And I think that's what keeps him humble, is that, you know, regardless of what the challenge is, he stays level-headed. He doesn't freak out. He's not overconfident to the point that it turns into cockiness. And he wants to get the job done, and he's going to do it to the best of his abilities. And if it doesn't work, it doesn't work. And so I really, that made me a fan of him, to the point where I even told Diamond, after we watch this show, I want to look into him. I hope he wins. But if he doesn't, I want to look in and see if he actually has a restaurant, because every dish that he's made has just looked phenomenal. I want to try it. And if the dude has a restaurant, I would love to travel to his restaurant and try his food. I would love to give that guy my business. I just love his characteristics. Now, with that said, he did very well in that challenge. He ended up, I don't remember what it was, one of the ingredients that he used that was bitter. It looked almost like a cabbage, but it was like more bitter than cabbage, which is what it looked like cabbage to him too. So he ended up pickling it and made like a pickled coleslaw with it. And again, when he did it, when he was pickling it, after he was done, he tried it before he went past to make it an actual dish, and he liked it. So again, he was always trying his food. He was always making sure that everything was right before he went for it, and he never crumbled under the pressure. With that said, if we're looking at the cocky side, there is a contestant, and I loved her too. She was awesome. She wasn't cocky in the sense that she talked a lot of shit. She was a very quiet, older lady, very, like, I don't want to say big mama-ish, because she wasn't loud. She was like your, you know, the old soulful granny. Let's put it that way. Just that real laid-back grandma that, you know, you go to her house and she's like, baby, you hungry? Let me cook you something, you know? And you just sit down, she gets you some food, hot food, and makes you feel comfortable. She had that type of aura that, like, you'd go to her house, she'd eat, and then you'd sit on her couch, and her house would be nice and cool, and you just pass out, and you're just comfortable. Where her cockiness came from is, again, she was a champion barbecue master or pit master when it came to ribs. Like, she's won tons of awards. I think she said she was a 180 cook or chef or a 180 pit man. I don't remember what she, I remember the number where, like, she got like perfect scores. And any of you guys listening that are pit masters, you'll know what I'm talking about. But she supposedly got like perfect scores on her ribs in competitions and stuff, nines across the board. So anyway, she was very confident to the point where it was almost cocky, and it hindered her. I felt really bad because when she was cooking her ribs, she was taking her sweet time because she was so quote-unquote confident. But again, like I said, I think it was there was an underline of cockiness. Like she thought that she had this in the bag. And because of that, it ruined her ribs. Like they were, the flavor profile from what the judges said was there. They were just undercooked. She took too long to put them on the grill, which was something that like kind of threw me off because I figured if you're in that kind of competition, you since the meat needs time to cook, you'd prep it, throw it on the pit, you know, get your fire up to temp or your pit up to temp. Throw your meat on there and then worry about your sides while your meat's cooking. But I guess she just, I don't know if she just took too long to prep it or they didn't specify in the episode, but either way, she didn't cook her ribs as long as everybody else did. And that hurt her. And I was telling my wife, I was looking at her, I was like, see, that's where the cockiness came in. The cockiness kind of, she underestimated not only the other cooks in the competition, but she underestimated the weight of the challenge, because again, you're not just doing ribs, you're doing two sets of ribs. You have to do, I think, two sides and a dessert. So I think she wasn't fully prepared for everything that was on her plate, so to be, you know what I mean? Like she was just not, she underestimated definitely, which I felt bad for. Cause like I said, she wasn't a contestant that was annoying. She was not like, a contestant named Tina. And I'll get on Tina here in a second. But there was like when I said earlier about the judges pointing out, I'm glad they finally pointed out the tasting of food because there was another contestant. I don't remember his name. I forgot to write his name down. But he had did his dessert. He also had, or he had sweet. So his ingredient was sweet. So he should have got it in the bag, right? Especially with the desserts, you know. Because Rashid, he had bitter and he incorporated the bitter into his desserts and his sides. And one of the bitters that they had, which I saw it right away and I kept telling my wife, I was like, dude, why is nobody going after it? And Rashid went after it and it was coffee. So like you could have put the coffee in the rub. You could have did all kinds of crazy stuff with it. And that's basically what he did. One of his sides was what was it? Was it a potato? I think it was like a baked potato with meat inside of it and cheese and stuff. But the meat that he used, he incorporated the coffee into it. I think that's what it was. I should have wrote it down. I wasn't paying attention to his side, but he took the bitter and he ran with it and he incorporated it very well in his dish. And even the judges were saying like with the bitter and the sour, you could really mess with that and kind of maybe add some spice to it, turned it into a spicy, you know? Anyway, I kind of got off track there. This other contestant had made for his dessert, he had done this weird, he took like an ice cream cone and he put chocolate chips in it with marshmallows. And then he used a fig, I think, with some rum or bourbon sauce on top. I don't know. It was a weird fucking dessert. He put it in the pit and he smoked it a little bit to melt the chocolate and melt the marshmallow. Well, when they're eating it, they're like, the judges have this look on their face like, what did you put in here? And he's basically trying to say like, I know it might taste a little bitter up top, but if you get down in the bottom, that's where all the sweetness is because I have the milk chocolate and everything in there with the marshmallows. And she goes, did you say milk chocolate? And he goes, yeah. Well, Dum Dum thought he put milk chocolate in there. He actually put dark chocolate. So dark chocolate's a lot more bitter than a milk chocolate is. And so she kind of reamed him for that. Like the judge then brought that up. She's like, did you taste this before giving it to us? And he's like, no, I didn't. I just put the chocolate chips in there. And so she made it a point to point out to not only him, but all the other contestants, like, hey, do not give me something that you have not tried yourself. And I was glad that she finally pointed that out. I hated that we had to get 3 episodes in before she did that, but that was something that was annoying the hell out of me because, again, Rashid was the only one that I saw on a regular tasting his food. And I think, again, it says a lot about him as a cook. It says a lot about him as a contestant. It says a lot about him as an individual that he cares what he's doing. Like, he puts a lot of care and effort into his dishes. And again, it reflects in the final product. But let's get to Tina. Tina is a contestant that I've been wanting to leave since the start of it. Now, what made me automatically dislike this woman was, I may piss some of you women off that are listening right now, but one of my, I wouldn't say it's a pet peeve, but one thing that really kind of gets under my skin and makes me pull away from somebody, especially if I first meet them, is a person that, and I mean a person in a female that has this mentality of, I'm going to prove them wrong because they're men, and I want to show them that because I'm a woman, I can't be as good as a man. I don't like that mentality. I hate that mentality. If you're good at something, just be good at it. I don't care if you're a male or female. I always find it funny that women have to point out that they're females. And like, that's like, it's a crutch. Like, to me, it does the opposite of what I think they're trying to achieve. You're trying to point out that just because you're a woman, I shouldn't judge you on your abilities, that you could do anything that I can do, you can do better. Like, and in a way, I feel like the irony of it is that you're downplaying yourself by telling me that. I feel like you think that you're not as good as me, so you have to say that to compensate. If you're good at what you do, just do it. Like, I don't care if you're a male or female. If you're a better cook than the dude standing next to you, prove it. If you're a better race car driver than the guy that's driving next to you, prove it. This mentality of like the just because I'm a woman doesn't mean I can't do better than you. I never said that. No one's saying that. Like, just compete. Show up to compete. Why do we have to get gender involved? No one cares. Just compete. You're there to compete. Compete. So again, I may piss some of y'all off at this point. Like I said, I don't really care because that PC shit's just so annoying. And again, my mom does it too. Like, it annoys me when my mom does it. My mom, there's times when my mom will back a truck up and I feel like she's just backing it up. Not because it's like, I back my truck up just because it's easier to get out. Like, I don't like having to back up my truck into traffic. So I back up for the ease of when I leave, I can leave a lot easier. A lot of times I feel like my mom does it just to prove, like, haha, look at my, you know. And the only reason I feel that way is because then when we get out of the truck, she'll say, like, see, aren't you? And people think a woman can't back up. Or like, if she sees a man and they happen to look our way, she thinks that automatically they're thinking that because she's a woman, she can't back a truck up. So she needs to prove to them. Like, that shit gets annoying. I love you, Mom, if you're listening. Know that I love you. But I'm just using you as an example because I do see that in my personal life, you know, with somebody that I love and that I hold dear to my heart. So I'm not a male chauvinist. If anything, I am all for equality, but I don't see the point in talking about it and trying to prove others wrong. Just, if you're good at something, just fucking do it. Like, I'll respect your art and I'll respect your work ethic and your passion, regardless of if you're a man, if you're a woman, if you're gay, if you're straight, if whatever. I don't care. I don't care whatever color you are. None of that shit matters. The product that you ultimately provide, that's what matters. Did you cook it with pride? Did you cook it with love? Is it a good product? You know, that's what I'm looking for. Could care less what you are. So anyway, enough of that tangent. Tina. So we're already off on the wrong foot with Tina. But my biggest issue with Tina is every single challenge, she complains. She's always complaining. And for me, I always feel like she feels like she's getting screwed over all the time. And she's getting the hardest task and she's getting the hardest ingredient to cook with. Like, the challenge isn't fair and blah, 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 blah. And to me, I'm like, dude, you're in a competition. It's not meant to be fair. It's meant to challenge you. You're trying to prove that you are the best of the best in the group that you are with. They grab people from all over who they feel are the best, and you're trying to prove that you're better than they are, that you're the best of that group. So to sit there, complain, bitch, moan, and groan, it's annoying. And a lot of the times the contestants that I don't like when I watch these kind of shows, they all share that characteristic. If you're bitching, moaning, and groaning and complaining when you're trying to prove that you're the best, or you're making excuses when you're trying to prove that you're the best, it's annoying. And I think that's why, again, why I gravitate towards Rashid so much, because he doesn't complain. Now, regardless, you kind of really never know what he's thinking in his head. He may be complaining in his head. He may not be vocalizing it. And he puts up a good poker face, puts up a good front. But at the end of the day, he adapts and he overcomes. And that's what I love about this dude. And again, maybe it's because he's not American. Maybe it's because he's Jamaican. And he went from Jamaica and he came to America. And he saw his family work to get where they're at. Like, things weren't just handed to him. So I have a lot of respect for that. I have a lot of respect for his mindset. I have a lot of respect for the way he carries himself. And Tina, on the other hand, she just bitches, complains about everything. You know, she's your modern day Karen. Like, when you watch the show, if you ever do watch the show, which I suggest the show, it's a cool watch. I'm telling you, you might get annoyed by her. And what annoys me more is that she bitches, complains, moans, and groans. The last two goddamn episodes, she's come out on top. So, spoiler, Rashid wins the first episode, and then she wins the next two. It's infuriating because she bitch, moan, and complain the entire time. And then when she wins, she gets, again, cocky about it, and it's, gets under my skin. I want her to go home so bad, and for some reason, I feel like they're, like I said, I'm only on to the I'm going to be watching the fourth episode here, but I feel it in my bones that it's going to come down to her and Rashid. I'm calling it now. I haven't seen the end of the show, but I'm thinking that they're the two strongest. And I don't even think Tina's that strong. Her dishes are okay. I think Rashid by far is the strongest competitor. There's another competitor. His name's Ashley, which I laugh every time because he's got a girl's name, but he's a solid competitor. I think he gets overlooked a lot, but I think he's kind of that guy that's like flying under the radar. He hasn't been at the bottom. He hasn't really been at the top. He's just kind of coasting, and I'm kind of pulling for that guy too. I like him. He's not overconfident. He's not to the point where it's cocky. That's pretty much all I had to say about it. Like, again, it was just kind of like I saw the correlation of confidence and cockiness with contestants. And again, Sylvie, she was cocky, but I think she was cocky just, again, she just underestimated the workload. She wasn't cocky to the point of being annoying. Like, there are people on shows that are cocky to the point of arrogance, and it's not a good look. It's annoying, especially when they trash on other people and they're not, they spend more time trashing on people than focusing on their own work. And then their work suffers, and then they try to make excuses and stuff like that. She wasn't that far gone. Again, I think her cockiness just came from overconfidence of doing a meet that she is known for. And I think she just underestimated what was in front of her. So, yeah, that's pretty much going to be it today. I didn't want to make this episode too long, so we'll cut it off there. But how many of you guys are barbecuers? I need to learn how to barbecue. I'm a guy that likes to cook in the kitchen. I have yet to actually barbecue, so I'm hoping to get on it soon. So if you have any suggestions, on how to start barbecuing, like, I learned about bad smoke. I didn't even know there was such thing as good smoke and bad smoke. But on that show, I learned about it. And because one of the contestants ended up having the way she got her pit ready, like, it was too hot, and it was basically the smoke ruined the meat in the beginning, the first 30 minutes. I didn't know that was a thing. So, again, I'm learning. I want to learn as much as I can about barbecue. So, if you have any tips and tricks of how I can get started on barbecuing, send them my way, because I want to get into barbecuing. Of course, it's going to have to wait till I get a bigger place, because I sure as hell ain't barbecuing at this complex that I live in. But soon, right? But yeah, with that being said, join our Instagram, join our Facebook group. We do have a YouTube now, so look us up on YouTube. I am backlogged right now, so we'll be catching up soon. By the time this episode comes out, I should be already caught up. But I'm going to try to basically have the YouTube episodes come out around the same time as the normal episodes that come out on the streaming services, just playing catch up. But like I said, once this episode's out, because I have everything backlogged, it should hopefully be better now. So with that being said, if you guys have anything that you want to send me, you can send it at cognitivediscoursepodcast@gmail.com. That's cognitivediscoursepodcast@gmail.com. Other than that, you can find us on all the socials. I haven't made a Twitter yet, but maybe I'll make one soon. I just haven't gotten around to it. But we are on Parler, we are on Instagram, we are on Facebook, and we are on YouTube. So there's plenty of formats there to find us on. But other than that, you guys enjoy your Friday, have a great weekend, y'all stay safe, and until next time.